Las Cruces City Council is moving forward with plans to construct permanent shade structures for the Plaza de Las Cruces. During Monday's work session, the group was presented with three shade options: transparent panels, decorative metal, or a retractable canvas system. In the end, the council decided the metal structures would be the best fit for the city, providing the most shade and durability. Ken Gutierrez, a part of the architectural firm tasked with the project, spoke about the merits of the decorative metal option.
The metal panel system would definitely hold up the best. You got a pre-finished metal panel that is just gonna have a longer lifespan than any of the other two systems.
The use of the metal paneling will put the estimated project cost at around $993,000. Solar panels were also considered, but their high cost was a deterrent. While the metal was the most expensive of the three options presented, Councillor Gabe Vasquez believes it will be well worth it.
Option B with the metal structure, with the most shade, and maybe an option for something engraved or etched into that metal that has something that is potentially also a public art piece, is something that is attractive to me. Unfortunately, it's also the most expensive, but also probably has the longest life and least amount of maintenance if it holds up as it should.
In a public survey, 73% of residents said they were in favor of a functional shading system for the plaza. Councillor Joanna Bencomo wishes to remain respectful of the public's wishes, but also reminded the council of how some of the city's large events will be impacted by these structures.
I think it's important that we consider some of the biggest events that are had at the plaza and how those will be impacted by more permanent structures. I think that could really deter and take away from events around the holidays.
Interim Deputy Director of Public Works, Tony Trevino, said the structures were designed with city events in mind.
With these options that we looked at, one of the major items that we considered were the events happening in the downtown area. One of the biggest events is the Christmas tree lighting, which is a huge Christmas tree that goes right in the center of this plaza. With this metal one, the center is open for an event to take place for that.
Mayor Ken Miyagishima brought up that other options for shade had been presented to the council in previous years, including non-permanent structures that could be removed for city events. Mayor Pro Tem Cassandra Gondra said those previous options had ultimately been disregarded and that she felt uncomfortable adding them back into the mix. She spoke of her own experiences on the plaza and the need to act.
I've been to many events. We're in the plaza and it gets really warm. And I'm all for sun and desert and love all that whatnot, but it's hard to sit in there because what you see is people as the sun, right, is beating down, they're finding as much shade as they can, and really that middle is not being used appropriately.
The mayor agrees, believing that the metal structures will best serve the public's interests.
If we're going to do it, might as well just get the one that provides the most shade, because the other ones, they just don't provide the shade.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.